We've also had another question, this time on Facebook, from Jane Madden, who wants to know how long it might take for a comet to be completely melted or evaporated away by being close to the sun. And will there ever come a time when actually all of the comets are completely spent and we're in a solar system with no comets?
At the moment, we're actually seeing, almost on a daily basis, comets completely evaporating. Now, the SOHO satellite has an imager that allows you to see up to about 10 degrees or so from the sun. And about every other day, on average, a little tiny comet comes hurtling in towards the sun and then fades away to nothingness because the fierce environment of the sun completely evaporates them. So, comets can disappear. And if we look like at a comet like Comet Halley, which is one of the really well-known comets, it's been going around since 273 BC, I think, is the earliest apparition. So we've got a couple of thousand years' worth of observations, and it's still going strong. And roughly speaking, each trip round the sun, it loses a metre or two from its surface. Given that it's of order 10 kilometres across, you can have quite a few trips around the sun before you lose the whole thing. But it is quite clear that some comets appear fairly regularly with a short period, and you see them year after year, and then suddenly they're not there anymore. And one comet did that in the 19th century, called Comet Biela, and it had been seen for several years. People thought they knew the orbit. And the next time it came round, it was in two bits. And then the next time it came round, there was a fantastic shower of shooting stars. And what seems to have happened is that comet had completely disintegrated into a myriad of fragments. And those fragments made up the shooting stars. And a lot of the known showers of shooting stars originated in comets. So we know that it's quite a common endpoint for a comet to fragment into a cloud of debris.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. And we'll be coming back shortly to talk to Jonathan Franklin about the prospects for comets later this year.